Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Ms. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Creek?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Wonder?
Here.
Mr. President, roll call bills 13 and present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting December 17, 2013?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are hereby approved. We now have announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements from members of council?
Yes.
Yes. Councilmember Powers.
Yes, I'll have a presentation.
Presentation.
Yes.
Mr. President, I will.
Mr. Sheldon.
I would also like to have a presentation, too.
Sure. Outstanding. Councilmember Bell?
I, too, Mr. President.
Yes, sure. We have three. Any other announcements? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 14001, amend the pay plan, the rates of pay for non-union classified service employees. Remove the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees hired on or after July 1, 2011. Ordinance 14002, amend the pay plan and rates of pay to classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, and its affiliate Local 459 by amending the pay grade and rates of pay to the positions of classifications of pipe layer and electrician. Ordinance 14003, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration Concerning County Attorney or Designee Approval of executive branch generated legislation as to form and legality. Ordinance 14004, to amend the fee provisions applicable to the register of wills by waiving the fee for safekeeping of wills for members of Delaware National Guard. Ordinance 14005, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, realign the FY 2014 appropriations to the Department of Land Use by transferring $300,000 from salaries and wages to contractual services fund planning consulting services. Ordinance 14006, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration Division 2.03.100, the Code of Ethics regarding definitions and statements of financial interest. Ordinance 14007, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 3, Officers and Employees regarding the Code of Conduct section of the Newcastle County Code of Ethics. Ordinance 14008, to provide the installation of Granville streetlights with standard poles in the Darley Green subdivision, Blocks A, B, D, E, 1, and S, located in Brandywine 100, and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 14009, to provide for the installation of Granville streetlights with standard poles in the Darley Green subdivision, Block E2, located in Brandywine 100, and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 14010, to provide for the installation of Granville streetlights with standard poles in the Darley Green subdivision, Blocks B4 and I, located in Brandywine 100, and for a light tax based on the cost of said streetlights. Ordinance 14011, to abate the wills for safekeeping fee for the day of January
20, 2014. Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have reports from our select and special committees. We'll now hear from Councilmember Cartier, Finance, Councilmember Sheldon, and Special Services.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, the Administrative Finance Committee meeting, we entertained a refund of a taxes paid in error. We had a resolution in that. We also had resolutions concerning our additional funding from for home funds from HUD. We also had the resolution concerning our federal community development block grant funds from HUD. Then we proceeded to have a very important presentation by the finance department on our checkbook, county checkbook, to examine how the fiscal year 2014 current budget is proceeding, and does appear that we are not going to need $2 million from our general reserve in order to balance the FY 2014 budget. This is due to a number of factors, cost savings, and also robust nature of transfer tax exceeding our expectations. We also had a presentation from the Chief Administrative Officer, David Grimaldi, asking us to look at the unfunded liabilities of the county regarding pensions and healthcare costs, which is a major issue down the road that we're going to need to address to maintain the AAA bond rating of Newcastle County. We also entertained a council grant request, and then we adjourned the meeting, and was a very informative and meeting that proceeded quickly, and we got a lot accomplished in an hour.
Thank you, council members. Cartier, Councilmember Sheldon.
At this time, I'll turn it over to Councilman Powers. He presented that particular day. I just got a little bit.
He got the end when I had to leave.
Councilman Powers.
Yes, we had a meeting Tuesday, January 7th at 1:30 on the 8th floor. The presentation was on the flooding, making drainage improvements on Kirkwood Library to reduce the flooding on Old Capitol Road Trail. What it more or less, we had a quorum of seven, which we needed seven to vote to get the funds to pay for this, and Councilman Holland showed up, and I was real appreciative of that. But we voted to so we could get the funds to make the improvements to stop the flooding going on the road, and the houses across the road from it.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you. Executive session, we had quite a lengthy session today. We apologize for coming down a few minutes late, but we did hear from a few nominees for boards and commissions to serve our citizens in Newcastle County. We also went into executive session and we discussed at length legal matters. Also, at this time, we'd like to recognize Colonel Mike McGowan, the former county Chief of Police, please stand up. So good to see you. Give him a big hand. So good to see you, Colonel. Thank you for your service. Moving on to consent calendar. Consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and published in the newspaper and are available in the back of the room. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, Madam Clerk. I'm sorry, I need a motion to approve the consent calendar.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it, Madam Clerk. Please proceed.
Resolution 14001, extending condolences to the family and friends of Mrs. William Harris. Resolution 14002, honoring the life of William F. Shanahan, Jr. Resolution 14003, honoring the life of Louise F. Stats Poor and expressing condolences to her family and friends. Resolution 14004 through Resolution 14013, congratulating and commending Lieutenant Floyd E. Wiley, Jr., Lieutenant Franklin R. Robinson, Senior Corporal Gerald Marty Capasso, Senior Corporal Warren Michael Pinkett, Senior Corporal John C. Dale, Senior Corporal Colleen T. Stanton, Senior Lieutenant Wendy L. Hudson, Major Mark Hitch, Lieutenant Philip H. Hill, and Senior Corporal Mary A. Friswell on their retirement from Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 14014, commending Pasquale S. Canzano, PE, BCEE, for his remarkable service with the Delaware Solid Waste Authority. Resolution 14015, congratulating Nicholas Walters, Tucker William Ellis, Hayes William Faulkner, Joshua Mundy, Zachary Pendley, Bradford Lincoln Smith, and Matthew Stone for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 14022, appointing Christopher Simon to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission and to clarify his status as a council appointee. Resolution 14023, appointing Scott Saunders to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission. Resolution 14024, appointing Stephanie Abinger to the Newcastle County Department of Community Services Board. Resolution 14025, reappointing Miguel Gonzalez to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call, bill 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We do have presentations at this time. I think we have three councilmen who want to start with, who wants to go first?
Don't fight over it.
Powers and Sheldon and Bell. Go in that order, please. Since you all didn't jump up, Miss.
Age before beauty.
Okay.
But neither of them go up.
Resolution number 13-277, congratulating and commending Senior Corporal James Gladney on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Whereas Senior Corporal James Gladney retired from the Newcastle County Police Department on December 6, 2013. And whereas Senior Corporal James Gladney began his career in law enforcement on August 13, 1990, as a patrol officer and was also assigned to the Foot Patrol Unit before his transfer to community services in March of 1998. In addition to training received by all Newcastle County police officers, Senior Corporal Gladney has had specialized training in flight patrol tactics, police media communications, certified instructor school, project life safety operations, ASP baton instructor certification, noise meter certification, child safety seat installation certification, and mediation training. And whereas Senior Corporal Gladney has proudly served in the Newcastle County Police Department's Honor Guard for most of his career, and whereas Senior Corporal James Gladney has served over 250 communities in the Bear Glasgow area, this truly exemplifies the values of hard work, compassion, and loyalty, which are true characteristics of an officer of law enforcement. And whereas Senior Corporal Gladney has served the Newcastle County citizens with the utmost pride, professionalism, and integrity throughout the many years of his career, he has received dozens of complimentary letters from the citizens of Newcastle County and outside agencies. In addition, he received the Black Achievers Award in 2000 and the Rose Hill Community Center's Annual Award in 2005. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Senior Corporal James Gladney on his retirement and wishes him success in all of his future endeavors.
Can't talk and smile.
With a few of us, Dave, I think, and Bill, especially when I had all 40, pretty much, at least a good part of it, there were a lot of evenings we were in the same meeting. The first time I introduced him to my wife, I said to my wife, "This is the guy I'm with every night." But it's been great working with you. You were really great in the community. You helped me out with a lot of things. I really appreciate the honor.
I appreciate the fact that Newcastle County allowed me to be
be part of a great family, a great family law enforcement, and it is, I'm really proud of the fact that I did serve with the department and feel honored just to be part of that family. And I appreciate him. Thank you for his time. Thank you again.
If we can have Director Joe Bryant and Colonel Setting please come forward.
The director's not here.
Okay.
He was here most of the day. He was here.
Good evening, Colonel.
Good evening, sir.
Men and women of our county police department, it's with great pride that all county council presents resolution number 13-264, congratulating the Newcastle County Police Division for receiving the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies Golden Standard with Excellence Award. Whereas on November 16, 2013, the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, CALEA, awarded the Newcastle County Police Division the prestigious Gold Standard with Excellence Award. This is CALEA's highest award, and it signifies that the division obtained full compliance in all categories. And whereas the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety, Newcastle County Police Department, took part in an on-site assessment from August 11th through August 14th as part of a program to maintain accreditation by verifying the professional policies, standards are being met. During that time period, Director William Howe of the St. Louis County Police Department and Commander Greg Jones of the Lexington, Kentucky Division of Police conducted the on-site assessment phase of our CALEA National Reaccreditation Inspection. The accreditation program requires agencies to comply with state-of-the-art standards in four basic areas: policy and procedures, administration, operations, and support services. The Newcastle County Police Department was found to be 100% compliant with all CALEA standards. And whereas since 1988, the Newcastle County Police Department has been one of the less than 1% of all law enforcement agencies in the United States able to achieve the highest standards established by the Commission on Accreditation of Law Enforcement Agencies. CALEA accreditation dictates that our Newcastle County Police Department maintains the best practices in law enforcement, ensures that personnel have everything necessary to succeed each day, and officers are completely prepared to meet the expectations of those served. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, that County Council hereby congratulates the Newcastle County Police Department for receiving the CALEA Gold Standard with Excellence Award, and thanks the Newcastle County Police Division for all their hard work, commitment, and dedication to meeting the strict standards set forth by CALEA. If we could have all of our county police, men and women of our county police department, please rise and recognize.
Reaccreditation is not an easy task, and for the colonels that have gone before me, I know Michael Gowans here with us tonight, it's quite an undertaking, and to be up with all the best practices in the United States, to be following them and improving upon them at all times, and be within the requirements, it's not a simple thing to do. There's a lot of moving parts, and you can't do it without my management team, so thank you very much to everyone involved. Thank you.
This next person, Senior Corporal Michael Smead, his great son, Mary, if you want to. She might not want to. I'm not going to read a lot of whereases from Mr. Smead before he comes down. A lot of us knowing I think it's said it best at the last four civic meetings that I've been to. They're asking, Mr. Sneed's not answering his phone. And I said, he'd be tied. And that just goes to show, I didn't want to speak before you got down there, but I'm going to tell you, this man, I think the best thing that could be said was when a civic leader said he was something and somebody that we could just talk to. When we had problems in the neighborhood, he would ride by, he would stop by the house, show his face, and show his concern. And I don't think he can do anything else but that for be a community police officer. I mean, that's what we're asking you to do all the time. This man actually did it. He's got, I don't know, literally big shoes or not, but he has big shoes to fill. Okay, so I do know that I have good representation. Mr. Reynolds is also the two people I've dealt with since 2004. And I can tell you something else. This man always had the county's back. By telling them the truth, telling the people, no, that's not the way it is. I remember one time in Green Valley, there was like 100 calls for service. Believe it or not, like 40 of them were 911 disconnects. He showed them what it was there for, not the county. And that just made you feel as a representative to go and stay there and say, this man will tell the truth, as everybody else will too. But to start his career in 1992, came into community policing in 2003, got certifications, intoxication, bike patrol, accident patrol, and I forgot the one thing, sorry, Project Life Saving. He was there to tell and help people what to do. And in 2007, though we did recognizing, the state of Delaware recognizing for their end, because the senators and representatives always called on Mike at the civic meetings to explain the situation about towing a car, the stuff that you would think that doesn't mean anything, but the people out there who want to know why they have vandalism, what they can do to stop it. And I do remember this man always being there and being forceful and telling them what to do around, especially Christmas time, so they could be proactive. And I just hope and I know that the next people in line will service just as good as he did. I will actually say I'm glad to see that he was a friend, and he, believe me, any council person would want this man on your side. So thank you very much for your service.
Thank you. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Mike also worked within the 3rd District. I mean, he was within the Western District, and which encompassed my council district. And I can tell you unequivocally that Mike was probably the best cop that we ever had in that area. He became a household word. There wasn't anybody there that didn't know Mike Sneed. He treated them with respect, and consequently, they appreciated everything that he did for them. I met him originally when I worked for the state. It was okay for him to work with a state person at that point, and I moved over to the county and continued working with him, and I doubt that I will ever find anyone that was as good of a friend to me and to the district as Mike Sneed was.
Thank you. Councilman Biller?
Yes, this is Mike Sneed Recognition Night, and the only thing I can add to all of this is, Mike, would you please send us an email when you get the show on Comedy Central? I'm just asking you, okay? But thank you for all of your hard work. You know, I just can't say enough good things. I know he's going to be terribly missed, but we know that Deltek is in better hands because he's there. Thanks, Mike.
Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, have to give a shout-out to Officers Gladney and Sneed. They meticulously took care of the 11th District. We're at all the meetings. We shared many of that area. When you talk about institutional knowledge, those two gentlemen had it. So we'd go to a meeting and somebody would be complaining about a dog or somebody speeding. They knew immediately who that was. And that's something I've shared with the chiefs about community policing and the knowledge they have of their communities. There was a love and a passion there that just is hard to replace. And I thank both of those gentlemen for the service they give the 11th District.
Thank you, Councilmember Tackett. Councilmember Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm not going to repeat everything that was said. I mean, everybody said it previously, but I just wanted to say one thing to Mike. Thank you.
Councilmember Doyle.
Absolutely, Mr. President. You know, we read a resolution, and we've heard some of the accolades that various district council folks have talked about just recently here, and I would be remiss if beyond that resolution that I didn't take the opportunity for our good friend Gladney, Jim Gladney, and just really sincerely thank him. You know, we have areas of the county that sometimes, you know, require a little bit more attention, and not that no area doesn't get attention, but along the Route 9 corridor, it's a very challenging area, to say the least. And I know that Councilman Street, myself, Councilman Smiley, we've all worked hand in hand with our county police, but no one represented the county police better than Officer Gladney. And I think the best of the best, he had a lot of challenges in that particular area, but folks were proud to know him. But they also communicated well with him because they trusted him. And that goes hand in hand with community policing. They knew him, they trusted him, they confided in him, and he did a tremendous, absolutely tremendous job for the Route 9 corridor and other areas of the county.
Thank you, Councilmember Bell. Councilmember Street.
Councilman Bell, I wouldn't given my appreciation for all the things that he did, and you very eloquently said the area's challenged. Well, the fact of the matter is, my council district outside the city has the highest crime rate, not happy about it. And for a long period of time, Officer Gladney dealt with barking dogs, manning vehicles, all the way up to in that circle in Rosegate. They out there selling crack cocaine like it was popcorn. And, you know, we made, and under his leadership, with his help, we've made some great strides, but there's still work to do. But I certainly, for one, appreciate everything that he did, and certainly he's been a major asset to all of my district outside of the city, and I certainly appreciate, respect, and admire the work that he's done.
Thank you. On behalf of this president, President Pro Tem, and the entire council, and our staff and aides, we say congratulations to all the honorees tonight. Let's give them another big hand. And thank you for your service. Should move forward with the agenda for tonight. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent column and other resolutions. 14-026.
That's you.
That's me, isn't it? Yep. I move that resolution 14-026 be read by title only and placed before this council for its consideration. Is there a second?
Second.
Resolution 14-026, authorizing the county executive to sign Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, and its affiliate, Local 459, Collective Bargaining Agreement.
As per title, Council, any questions or comments on this resolution? Seeing none, any public comment? Seeing none, floor is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Powell? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
R14-026 is approved. R14-027, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, point of information, may I ask 027 and 028 to be introduced together?
Yes. Mr. Weiner.
I move for consideration of resolution 027 and 028 by council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14027, request the county executive implement both live and delayed broadcasts of all Newcastle County council meetings. Resolution 14028 to amend Rule 4, regular council meetings, Section 4.1 in general of the rules of the County Council of Newcastle County to include notice that all regular meetings of County Council are broadcast and streamed.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President, fellow council members, and those in the public who may have come here specifically to address these two subjects. I want to say thank you. Thank you to my fellow council persons, particularly the comments made by yesterday in the News Journal by Council President Bullock, President Pro Tem Hollins, and Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Also, thank you to Councilman Tackett, who's been a vanguard for transparency over the years. I'm going to take all of the helpful and constructive suggestions from each council person, and I'm going to move to table. And bring this broadcasting initiative back at a future council meeting.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor of tabling 14-027, 14-028, say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. 14-027 and 28 are tabled. Thank you, Mr. Weiner.
Thank you.
Any there are no questions, of course, or the public comments because they are tabled. We'll now move on to Resolution 14-029. Is this Mr. Cartier or Mr. Smiley? Councilmember Smiley, Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like Resolution 14-029 read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 14-029, approving the refund of taxes paid in error on parcel number 14012-00027.
Councilmember Cartier?
Yes. This was thoroughly explained in our committee meeting, finance committee meeting. The refund of taxes paid in error on this parcel totals $5,280.46. And from what the detail is, apparently the parcel was subdivided and taxes were continue to be assessed as if it was one parcel. And this is taxes refunded on the unimproved parcel that was subdivided.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Comments or questions from Council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Ms. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reveals 13. Yes.
14-029 is approved. Moving on to ordinances at this time. Ordinance 13-102. President Pro Tem, Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 13-102 be read by title only and be placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 13-102, amend the grants budget, appropriate $36,602 in additional FY 2014 federal funding to the Home Investment Partnership Program, HOME, which is administered by the Department of Community Services.
Councilmember?
Yes, this is a HUD program. As we discussed in the Finance Committee this afternoon, this actually is added to the final amount of the HOME budget for the Department of Community Services.
Thank you. Council, have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 13-102 is approved. Ordinance 13-103, President Pro Tem Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 13-103 be read by title only in place of court counsel for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13-103, amend the grants budget appropriate $229,854,000. In additional federal funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to the Community Development Block Grant FY 2014 administered by the Department of Community Services.
Councilman.
Per title, Mr. President.
Questions, comments from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call bill is 13 yes.
Ordinance 13-103 is approved. We'll now move to item J, time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions. Resolution 14-030, Councilmember Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that resolution number R14-030 be read by title only placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 14-030, honoring the life and legacy of Mrs. Calynthia Hazel Gosa.
Councilmember.
Yes, Mr. President. This lady, she never taught me in the classroom. She's my favorite teacher. Fact of the matter is, I was honored last night to be on a program for her services and recognize the fact that so many students that she impacted and her former students have achieved great success in various fields. Also, thanked her and the family for all they've done. Thank the family for sharing her with the community. The fact of the matter is, not for this lady, I would have never graduated from high school. And I was told I wasn't college material. And 1970, my senior year, I'm wrong as two left shoes. Was not a model child. Principal said, "You're out of here. You're going to be expelled." I walked out. She looked at me and said, "What's wrong?" I said, "He said." She grabbed me by the hand, like a little kid. Walked in his office and said, "He's not going anywhere but to college. And if he goes, you gonna go." 39 years as a student advocate, she has been my role model, my source of inspiration. In the whole 39 years that I served, all I wanted to be is be to other kids what she was to me. And not just me, it was a bunch of us. It was a bunch of us that she put her job on the line, literally, and say, and loved her dearly, and her legacy lives on through those of us that she trained, she taught, and she loved.
Councilmember, thank you for sharing such a personal and profound inspirational tribute about Ms. Hazel. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Public comment? Senator, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call bill is 13. Yes.
Thank you. Do we have anything on the agenda item number K? Anything on the K? Before we go to, well, since we're going to other now, or public comment, any public comment or other. I want to thank Judy Mitchell, give her a big hand for serving tonight in her role. The council is had a family issue and she stepped in, and we thank you for being with us tonight and all day long. Thank you so much. Anyone want to wish?
We have
one, Mr. Smiley, Councilmember Diller.
Councilmember Smiley, you're not getting away so easily. I just want to say, after the ill-fated December meeting, when people did not pass the remittance for the taxes for my for my constituent, I had thought about what I was going to do and talked to George, and I said, I just feel so bad for this woman. And we talked, and he said, well, why don't we just pay the taxes? And I said, I can do that. I'll just go pay the taxes for her. And, you know, I said, I can do it tomorrow. I got to get these grades in because I was finishing up my class. And I have to say, he will never talk about the things he does. But he went to the government center. He called and he said, I'm at the government center. And he just paid them. And for all of those things that council members do, when nobody's looking, sometimes you just have to recognize them. And I just want to say, George, thank you. And you weren't getting out of here before I said it. So,
motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Councilwoman.